Today's Amud is Yevamos Mem Amud Aleph. We're holding on Lamed Tes Amud Beis, 11 lines from the bottom, by the words Man Tana Lahad Tana Rabbanan. So we mentioned the machlokes, the famous machlokes between Abba Shaul and the Chachamim about whether or not we do Yibam nowadays. When you read the Torah, so it seems very clear that the mitzvah of Yibam is lechatchila. Really lechatchila, if Reuven dies and his wife now falls to his brother Shimon, so really lechatchila Shimon is supposed to be Miyabe Mrs. Reuven. The Torah says that if he doesn't want to do Yibam, so then fine, so then instead he should do Chalitza. But it sounds like from the Torah that really Yibam comes first, and that's what the Mishnah B'chairis teaches us, that really Midaraisa, Yibam comes first. There's a machlaikas between Abba Shaul and the Chachamim. What's the halacha nowadays? According to Abba Shaul, nowadays when people do Yibam, so they wouldn't be doing it Lashma. They might be doing it just because he's attracted to her. Shimon might be attracted to Mrs. Reuven. He might be interested in the money to be Yarshin from Reuven. He might not be doing it Lashem Shamayim. And since Ba'atzim, this is an Isser Erva, and it's only Mutter when he's doing it for the mitzvah, so Abba Shaul holds it. We don't allow Yibam nowadays, or at least we don't encourage it. We would much prefer that the couple would do chalitza instead of yibam. However, the Chachamim Shita is that no, Yibam, the Isra Erva was Hutra. It doesn't matter what a person's Kavana is. No matter what a person's Kavana is, it's better to perform Yibam than performing Chalitza, even if he's not doing it L'Shem Shemayim. Everything a person should do, he should try to do L'Shem Shemayim. But even if not, so then it's still better to do Yibam over doing Chalitza. That's the Shita of the Chachamim. So Abba Shaul says that nowadays Chalitza is better, and the Chachamim say that nowadays Yibam is better. So says the Gemara now that Man Tana Lahadatan Rabbanan. Who is the author of the following Braisa? Is it Abba Shaul or the Chachamim? The Braisa is a little bit cryptic. It's a little bit sasam. The Lashon of the Braisa is like this. And the Gemara is going to explain it afterwards. The Braisa says, Yavama Yavai Aleha. We learn from the Pasuk of Yavama Yavai Aleha, the mitzvah. Before this lady married Reuven, before she married Reuven, she was a regular Penuya, she was mutter to everybody. Nesra, then she married Reuven and she became Aser to Shimon. Then when Reuven dies, V'chazer V'hutra, so now she falls to Yibam and now she goes back to being mutter to Shimon. So Yachol Tachzor L'Hetera HaRishayin, so I might think that her heter to Shimon now should be like her heter to Shimon when before she ever married Reuven, the heter should be the same. Again, the Gemara will explain shortly what that means. Tamalaymer Yavama Yava Yaleha Mitzvah. That's what the Torah says, Yavama Yava Aleha, that no, it's a mitzvah. So Man Tana, so who's the author of this Braisa? Is it Abba Shaul the Chachamim? And really, what's the Pshan in the Braisa? So the Gemara is going to say that there's a way to read this Braisa Alibad Abba Shaul, and there's a way to read the Braisa Alibad the Chachamim. So first says the Gemara, Am Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Abba Shaul he. Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi says that the author of this Braisa is Abba Shaul v'hachi ka'amar, and this is what the Braisa means to say. That Yavama Yava Aleha means mitzvah. It means that a person has to do Yibam l'shem Shemaim. He has to do it l'shem the mitzvah. Shebetchila ha'isa alav b'chlal heter. Before Mrs. Reuven married Reuven, when she was just a regular penuya in the street, so b'chlal heter. So then she was completely mutter to Shimon. Ratza l'shem noy kainza, ratza l'shem isha's kainza. He could have married her for any sort of reason, just not because he wants to be married. It could be because he likes her. He could marry her for any reason he wanted to. A regular penuya, of course, everything a person should do l'shem shemayim, but l'maisa would be completely fine if he married her, also if it was for other reasons, for different personal reasons. However, Nesra, then she becomes aser to Shimon once she marries Reuven. Now she's an eishes ach. Then Reuven dies, so chazer v'hutra. She goes back now to being mutter to Shimon. Now she falls to Yibam to Shimon. So Yachol Tachzor L'Heter HaRishayin, so I might think that her heter should be like her heter originally was to Shimon. Just like originally Shimon was allowed to marry her, even L'Shem Noi. So now also, maybe it should be mutter for Shimon to marry her, even if it's just because he likes her, even if it's just L'Shem Noi. Tamu Leimar Yavama Yavei Aleha. That's the Pshan in the Braisa. That's the Drasha. That no, Yavama Yavei Aleha, that when it comes to a situation of Yibam, it has to be L'mitzvah. It has to be that he's doing it L'Shem Z'mitzvah. So that's one way you could read the Braisa, and then it would come out that the author of the Braisa is Abba Shaul. However, Rava Amar Afilu Teimur Rabbanan. Rava points out that no, you could read the Braisa even like the Chachamim, and the Tanya, the author of the Braisa, read the Chachamim. V'hachikamer, and this is the way you'll read the Braisa. This is what the Braisa means to say. The Yavama Yavi Aleha means mitzvah. It means that it's a mitzvah. It's not just that you're allowed to do Yibam. It means that there's a mitzvah to do Yibam. It's an actual one of the 613 mitzvahs. Shebetchila Haisa Bechal Heter. Originally, before Mrs. Ruvain married Ruvain, and Mrs. Ruvain was just a random Panuya in the street, so Ratza Kainza, Ratza Ina Kainza. It was up to Shimon's full discretion. Does he want to marry her? Does he not want to marry her? It was completely his choice. However, then she married Ruvain and she was Nesra. She became Aser to Shimon. Then Ruvain dies, so Chazar Vahutra. So she becomes Mutter again, now to Shimon. So Yachol Tachzor LaTeira HaRisha, and so I might think that she should go back to her original Heter, that Ratza Kainza, Ratza Ina Kainza. That it should be Shimon's choice. And if he wants to marry her, he could. And if he doesn't want to marry her, he doesn't have to. Now the Gemara just interjects that, wait a second, Ratza Ina Kainza, Ha'agida Bey. Now what do you mean? He could just choose not to marry her. It sounds like he could just choose to do nothing. How is that possible? Ha'agida Bey. She's zakuk to him. Bichtei teipuk. She should just go out scot-free. So Aleima Ratza Kainza, Ratza Chaylitzla. It doesn't mean that he could just stop, not marry her and do nothing with her. It means that I might have thought she should go back to her original heter, that he doesn't have to marry her, and instead, if he wants to, he could just do Chalitza. It should just be his choice. It should be just a Rishas. If he wants to do marry, if he wants to do Yibam, he could do it. If he wants to do Chalitza, he could do it. I might think the options are equal. That no, it's a mitzvah. That it's a mitzvah liabim. It's a mitzvah. It's preferable to perform yibam. That could be the pshat in the braisa. That I could have thought she goes back to her original heter. That there's no specific mitzvah for him to marry her. Kamash malon. That no, it doesn't. It doesn't go back to the original heter. It's a different type of din. And now he actually has a mitzvah. He has a mitzvah to be miyabim her. So that's how you can read the braisa like the chachamim. Now, says the Gemara, if you take the Braisa in the part that we have in the vacuum, so then yeah, you could read it like Abba Shaul, and you could read it like the Chachamim. But the issue is that there's a Reisha to this Braisa. There's a Reisha to this Braisa. And the Reisha, when you read it with the Reisha, so then it sounds like Rava. It sounds like this Braisa is going Aliba de Chachamim. Says the Gemara, Ema Reisha. Let's take a look. Let's look at the Reisha of the Braisa, which seems to be very, very parallel type of din as the part that we just quoted about Yibam. And the Chayra, the only way to read that Reisha is if you read it like the way Rava read the Braisa and the Seifa, like Aliba de Chachamim. So let's see it. So it says the Gemara, what does the Reisha say? The Reisha says like this. It's discussing the mitzvah, or the mitzvah, yeah, for the Kehanim to eat from the Shiari HaMincha. The person brings a mincha, so the kayin, he takes the kamitza, he takes that kaimetz, and he puts it onto the mizbeach. A handful, he puts that onto the mizbeach, that's like the carbon part of the carbon mincha, and then the shiari hamincha, what's left from the carbon mincha, so that gets eaten by the kehanim. So the pasuk says that, and the ratio of this braisa says, quoting the pasuk, that matzah is teyachel b'makam kadosh. It describes the kehanim eating the shiari hamincha. It says that they should eat it in a matzah form, meaning they shouldn't let it become chametz, and they should eat it b'makam kadosh. They should eat it in azara. So mitzvah, the braisa darshins that it's a mitzvah. Again, we'll first read the braisa, and then we'll explain it. Shebetchila ha'isala b'chal heter. Before, though, the flour was ever made hektish, so the flour was mutter. It was mutter to the kayin. It was nothing hektish about it. It was completely mutter. Then, once it became hektish, it was nesra. Then it became aser to the kehanim. And then once they did the kamitza, so then the chazra v'hutra, then it becomes shi'are mincha, and now it goes back to becoming mutter. So yachol tachzor l'teira harishayin, I might think that should go back to its original heter. Tamu leimer matzis teyachol b'makam kadosh, then no, it's a mitzvah, it doesn't go back to its original heter. So now like this. So bishlam alu rava, it would make sense if we use Rava's framework, the way Rava explained the seifa of this braisa, which discussed Ibam, and he explained it aliba de chachamim, so the Amar Hamani Rabbanani, like Rav who said that this Bryce is going like the Rabbanan, so Hacha Hachi Ka Amar. So if we borrow that same framework that he used to explain the Seifa, and we apply it to the Reisha, it reads very nicely. This is the way you would read the Reisha. The Matzah is Teyachel B'makam Kadosh is a mitzvah, meaning it's a mitzvah. It's not just the Rishus to eat the Shiari HaMincha, it's actually a mitzvah to eat the Shiari HaMincha. Shebetchila Haisa Haisa La Bechal Heter. Originally, the flour was mutter. Ratza eichla, ratza eino eichla. You wanted to eat it, you could eat it. You didn't want to eat it, you don't have to eat it. But then, once it became hektish, it was nesra, reading the parentheses. Once it became hektish, it was nesra, it became aser. Then, once they did the kamitza, chazer v'hutra. Now it's shi'ari mincha. Now it goes back to being mutter. So, yachol tachzer la'teira harishain. So I might think that now it should go back to its original form, its original heter, that ratza eichla, ratza eino eichla, that it should be the kehanim's choice. If they want to, they could eat it. And if not, they don't have to, which the Gemara just points out. That doesn't make any sense. Ratza eina eichla. What do you mean? He doesn't have to eat it. Vaksiv va'achlu aysam asher kubar b'hem. It says that he's supposed to eat it. Melamin, and we darsh from this pasuk, shakehanim eichlem, ubailim ischaprim, that the kehanim eat from the shiaria mincha, and through that, the owner, the one who brought the mincha, gets kapara. So how could you say ratza eina eichla? Ella, what the Braisa means to say is that ratza hu eichla, ratza kain acher eichla. I might think that it should go back to its original heter, that there should be no chiyah, there's no mitzvah specifically to eat it, and the carbon has to be eaten, but not that the kayin has a mitzvah to eat it. And Mamela, he collects a different kayin eat it. There's nothing wrong with just allowing a different kayin to eat it. Tamulaimar, the no, matzah is te'acha b'makam kadosh, it's mitzvah. It doesn't go back to its original heter. It doesn't go back to just being like regular flour. Oh yeah, if you want to eat it, enjoy, and if not, then not. It's a mitzvah to eat it. There's a mitzvah sachila in eating the shiari hamincha. So that would be a great setup. That would work. That would be a great way of explaining the braisa. And that would be just like Rava explained the sefer, the case of Yibam, that I might have thought that the Yavama should go back to her at Tera Harishain, that it should be mutter for Shimon to be Miyabim her, but not that he has a mitzvah, not that he has a mitzvah to do it, Ratzo Miyabim, Ratzo Eina Miyabim, he could just do Chalitza, and we darshan from the Pasuk, Yavama Yavei Aleha, that no, it's a mitzvah to do it, it's not just the Rishas, it's actually a mitzvah Liyabim, so this would make a lot of sense, this would be the parallel way of explaining the Reisha of the Braisa, and it would work very well. El Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi Damar Abishalhi, but if we use Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi's framework, who said that the Braisa is going like Abishal, and the Sefer, the Braisa, discussing Yibam, was saying that I might think it goes back to its Atera Harishon, means that you could do it for any sort of intentions. You could even do it L'Shem Noi, and come and therefore I might have thought about Yibam also. You could do Yibam L'Shem Noi, Kamash Malan Yivam Yavay Aleha, that it has to be L'Shem Mitzvah. That's how Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi explained the part by Yibam. So, Hacha Mai Trei Gavne Ika. But if we're going to use that framework, so how is that going to work now in the Reisha? How is that going to work when you explain the case of the Shiari HaMincha, my Trei Gavne Ika? What are the two ways of eating it that the Pasuk is coming to say? You might think you have to eat it like that, Kamash Malan, no, you have to eat it L'Shem Mitzvah. What, I was going to eat it L'Shem Noi? Bishlama Yavama, so maybe, yeah, maybe he would be Miyavim or L'Shem Noi. But I remember the last person who ate the Shiari HaMincha just because he thought it looked attractive. So how would Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi explain the Reisha of this Braisa? So v'chi teima ratza l'te'avayin eichla, ratza achila gasa eichla. I might have said, no, what it means is that I might think that there was a havamina, that it should go back to its atera harishain, the shiaria mincha should go back to its atera harishain, and you could eat it for any sort of purpose, means that you could even eat it as an achila gasa, as overeating. You could eat it l'te'avayin because you're actually hungry, or you could eat it as achila gasa, even though you're completely full and it's disgusting to you already at that point, that's also an eifin of eating the Shiaria Mincha. That's what I would have thought. Maybe that's what the price is coming to be, Lafuke. But says the Gemara, it can't be. Because Achila Gasa, Mishma Achila? Because there should be no half amina that the Kayin could eat the Shiaria Mincha with an Achila Gasa. Because an Achila Gasa is not considered an Achila. That's Laishma Achila. That doesn't even have a Shem Achila. Because Va'amar Reish Lakish, like Reish Lakish taught us, that the Eichel Achila Gasa Yom HaKippurim Patr Miloy Su'una. He's not even Chayef for eating on Yom Kippur. He's not Chayef for Loy Su'una. Because that's not even called achila. Achila gasa is not called achila. So if a person would eat an achila gasa on Yom Kippur, he wouldn't be chayef. So that can't be what the brisa is coming to be lafuke. So elamai, what's the brisa coming to be lafuke? Says the Gemara, it's ratza matzah eichla, ratza chametz eichla. You might have thought to say it should go back to its atera harishain, and you could eat the flour in any form. You could eat it as matzah, or you could eat it even as chametz. You could make it into bread. That's what I would have thought to say. And kamash malan, no, it has to be matzah. But says the Gemara, that can't be the pshat, because hakvaksiv, I already know from a different pasuk that it can't be chametz. The pasuk says, le'seafe chametz chalkam. It says, don't bake it into chametz, and then it mentions chalkam, the shiari Mincha. V'amar Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish explained that what's the pshat? It's coming to say that not just is there an iser leisaf chametz not to make the kaimitz, the kamitza, the part that he takes off, and when he does the kamitza, not to make that part into chametz, but rather v'afilu chelkam leisaf, even the their chilek, even the shiari hamincha, you're not allowed to make into chametz leisaf chametz. So there can't be a havamina that I would have thought you could eat a chametz and kamash mulan matzeis teachal. No, it has to be matzah. I already know it can't be that it can't be chametz. So ella ratza matzah aichla, ratza chalut aichla. What the price is coming to be lafuke is that you might have thought to say it should go back to satera harishayin that you could eat it in any form. Now, what does it mean any form? Avad, it can't be chametz, but maybe it could be matzah, or it could even be chalut, which means it could be scalded bread, which means you dunk it into hot water, very hot water, and that way it's like it's cooked, and then you bake it. So maybe you would have thought that you could eat it like that, and kamash volanda, no, you can't eat it chalut, it has to be mamish matzah. Well, says the Gemara, mimanif shach. Hai chalut hechidami. What's the halachic status of chalut? If it's still considered matzah, so then hamatzahi. So then what would be the problem? If it's matzah, so then why would that, what would be the kamash v'lan? That you can't do it like that? Why not? It's matzah. V'iloi matzahi, and if that's not considered matzah, it's considered chametz, so then what's the havamina? Matzah samarachmana. The Torah says that it has to be matzah. It said like te'afi chametz. It says it can't be chametz. So why would I think that you could eat it chalut? So says the Gemara, loy la'ilam emalach matzahi. I'll tell you that it is considered matzah, but even though it's matzah, la'achi tana be'kra la'akev. That's why the Torah repeated it, that it can't be chametz, and that it has to be matzah. It's coming to teach us that it has to be completely regular matzah. It can't be chalut, even though technically speaking, chalut is considered matzah, but with regards to this, you can't eat the shi'ari mincha in an eifin of chalut. That's what the Brice is coming to say. So you can read the Brice, even like Abishal, and the Brice is coming to say, I might have thought it should go back to its original heter, and you could do it however you want, just like by Yibam, I might have thought you could do the Yibam however you want, even l'shem noi. So by the Shiari Amincha, I would have thought you could eat it however you want. You could even eat it chalut. It doesn't have to be eaten as matzah. It could even be chalut. And kamash mulan, no, it has to be mamish matzah. It can't even be chalut. So says the Gemara, so you're telling me that really be'etzem chalut is matzah, but chalut can't be used, you can't eat the Shiari Mincha as chalut. But it is matzah. So then says the Gemara, just down like a side kasha, like a technical question, says the Gemara, ala chalad matzahi, the fact that you're telling me that chalad really is considered matzah, the kaminan, lemay hilchasa, with regards to which area of halacha is chalad considered matzah. You're telling me you can't really eat it as the shari mincha, even though it's matzah, so then with regards to what is chalad considered matzah? Says the Gemara, laymar sha'adam yaitzi ba yidei chayvasa bepesach. The nafkamina in saying that chalad really is considered matzah, is that you could eat matzah, which is chalad, and you'll be yaitzei the mitzvah v'chilas matzah. Then afo pi the chalte meikara, even though you first cooked it, even though you first put it into very hot water, kaven the hadar afiyei betanor, since afterwards you baked it in the oven, so lechem ayni karinavei v'adam yaitzei v'dei chavasai b'pesach. That's called lechem ayni, that's called matzah, and memela, you can be yaitzei matzah in such an eifen, you can be yaitzei the mitzvah v'chilas matzah with matzah that was first had chalot, when you were first chalte. Says the Mishnah Vayter now, HaChayletz Liyavimtoi Harehu Ke'achman Achal Nachla. The halacha is that, as we'll see really from the Sefer of the Mishnah, is that when Shimon does Yibam on Mrs. Ruvain, so then he yarshins his brother, he yarshins Ruvain's estate. Says the Mishnah though, that if Shimon does Chalitza to Mrs. Ruvain, HaChayletz Liyavimtoi, so then he does not yarshin Ruvain's estate, rather Harehu Ke'achman Achal Nachla, he splits the estate amongst his other brothers, he has an equal portion, he does not get anything more. V'im yesham av, so then nechasim shel av. And if there's a father, so then we revert back to the regular din of Yerusha, that always, if a child dies, so then the estate goes to the father before going to the brothers. If the closest relative is the father, so the estate goes all to the father in such a case. Hakainis is yivimtai, as opposed to a person who's miyabim his yavama, if Shimon is miyabim Mrs. Ruvain, so then zacha benachasim shalachiv, so then he's zaycha and his brother Ruvain's estate, and from the Tanakhama it seems it's even if he has a father, even if there's a father, and normally Yerusha goes to the father, in the case of Yibum, where Shimon is miyabim Mrs. Ruvain, so then Shimon takes over Ruvain's estate, even if Yaakov's alive, even if the father's alive. However, Rav Yehuda Omer, then no, benkach u benkach, im yesham av, nechasim shalav. Then no, If there's a father, so then it doesn't matter what Shimon does, even Yibam, it's not going to help him. The state is still going to go to the father. It's only if there's no father, so then if Shimon does Yibam, so then he gets the Arusha. But if there's a father, so then it always goes to the father. So the Gemara is going to analyze each chelik of the Mishnah. So says the Gemara, going on the first case, we said that if Shimon does Chalitza, so then he does not take over as well as Yerusha. Ask the Gemara, Pshita, of course, he don't need the Chalitza. Says the Gemara, Salka Dai Dechaminam, that chalitza b'makam yibam kaima, v'nishkol kulu nichse. I might have thought that chalitza works like b'makam yibam, and therefore that also is going to allow him to take over the Arusha, and kamash mon that it doesn't. Well, ask the Gemara, yach, if so, so then why does the Mishnah say? Well, the Mishnah wants to say the Chiddush, that if he does chalitza, harei hu ke'echem min ha'achen. Yach, if so, why is that what the Mishnah is stressing? That if he does chalitza, so now he's like one of the brothers. What the Mishnah really should have said, if you're telling me that the havamina is that he should get everything, so when the Mishnah wants to stress the Chiddush, it should say that if he does chalitza, so then einai ela ke'echem min ha'achem yibayilei. What it should have said is that he's only, if he does chalitza, so then he's only like one of the other brothers. If he does chalitza, you might have thought that he should get everything. Kamash Malan the Mishnah, that no, he's only like the other brothers. That's what the Mishnah should have said. The lashon of the Mishnah, that if he does chalitza, he gets like everybody else, is mashma that there was a havamina that he should get nothing. And the Mishnah is coming to say that no, if he does chalitza, he'll get like everybody else. As if there was a havamina that he should get nothing. So says the Gemara, El Salka Dei Dechamina, Hayol Va'afsada Mi'ibam, Liknesei Kamash Malan. Yeah, there was a havamina that he should get nothing. That since he's being mevatel from the midst of Yibam, so I might have thought we should give him like a kanas, and he should lose down on the Arusha entirely. Kamash will on the Mishnah that no, if he does chalitza, he'll still get a regular chelik like all the other brothers. Now, Yeshem Av, so then it goes to the father. What's the makar for that? Amar, like we know, that Av kaidem b'chol yaitze yereichai, that the father comes before any of his other children, and therefore the Arusha goes to the father. Hakainis says Yivim Tei V'chulum. However, the Tanakhama said that if Shimon does Yibam, so then he takes the Arusha. My Taima, what's the Makar? Because the Pasuk says, Yaakum Hashem Achiv Amarachmana Barekam. He did the Yibam, he took over his brother's place, and Mamela, he takes over his brother's Arusha. Says the Gemara there, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer V'chudu, Rabbi Yehuda said, that no, that the Arusha all goes to the father. If there's a father, so then the Yavam does not take it over. Amar Ula, Halacha Krev Yehuda. Ula said that Halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, V'chena Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, Halacha Krev Yehuda, that when there's a father, the Yavam does not take the Arusha. V'amar Ula V'item Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, and they explain themselves, that my time with the Rabbi Yehuda, that what's the pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that when there's a father, the Arusha goes to the father? Where does he see it in the Pasuk? Dichsev v'haya b'char asher teled. The Pasuk calls the Yavam a b'char. It says b'char asher teled. So ki b'char? So we darshan that the Yavam is treated like a b'char. Ma b'char ein le b'chayei av, af haynami ein le b'chayei av. Just like a b'char doesn't yarshin anything while his father's still alive, he only gets the double portion after his father dies, so too, the Yavam, who's called like a b'char, he doesn't get any sort of Yerusha if his father's alive. If his father's alive, he doesn't get the Yerusha. Wait a second, says the Gemara, ima b'char naitel pishnayim le'achar mises av, by a b'char, it's true he doesn't get anything while his father's alive, but then once his father dies, he gets a double portion. So af So maybe this Yavam also, after his father dies, he should now get a double portion because he's like a Bechar. Says the Gemara, no. It doesn't say he takes over his father's Yerusha. It says that he takes over his brother's Yerusha. Obviously only if there's no father. But it doesn't say that he takes over his father's Yerusha. So therefore, we're not going to say that he's like a Bechar, klape his father. Klape his father, when his father dies, he's not considered a Bechar, and therefore he does not get a double Yerusha. It was only clapping his brother that the Torah compares him to a Bechar, and it's like Lechumra on him. It's to make it that he doesn't get the Arusha when his father is still alive. Well, says the Gemara, it doesn't say anything about taking over his father's Yerusha. Ask the Gemara a different kasha, that Ema, if we're saying that when the Torah says, V'haya Bechar Asher Teled, means that he only gets his brother's Yerusha when he's like a Bechar, meaning when his father's dead, so Ema, that the whole parsha is only said when his father's dead. Ema, that Hecha Deleka Av, the Lishko Nachla, the Sky Mitzvah Yibam. Maybe the whole Mitzvah of Yibam only applies when there's no father. Only when there's no father, and he's gonna going to end up taking the Yerusha, so that's when there's a mitzvah of Yibam. But Heichadikav, Deloy Shakol Nachla, but anytime his father's alive, and therefore Shimon will not be taking over the Nachla, so then maybe Loy Tiskaya Mitzvah Yibam, maybe he shouldn't do the mitzvah. So says the Gemara, no, that doesn't make any sense, because Midi Yibam Benachla Tal Rachmana, is the whole mitzvah mamish contingent on Nachla? Nachla is a byproduct of doing the Yibam, but it's not mamish the makar for the whole mitzvah. Yevum Miyavma, of course he's going to do Yibam anyways, and the Ika Nachla Shekule, and if there's Nachla, he takes it, meaning if the father's not alive, so then he takes the Nachla. V'ilai, lai shakla, and if the father is alive, so then he does not take the Nachla. Says the Gemara that Yasef Rav Chanina Kara, that Rav Chanina Kara, who's a Baki in Mikra, Rav Chanina Kara was standing Kamed Rav Yanai, in front of Rav Yanai, the Yasef Kamer Halachik Rav Yehuda. And he got up and he said that the Halacha is like Rav Yehuda. So Amar Le, so Rav Yanai said to Rav Chanina Kara, Pai Kari Krayach Lebara, go read your psukim outside, meaning go stick to your day job. Because, ain't Halachik Rav Yehuda, really the Halacha is not gonna be like Rav Yehuda. Yachid Varabim, Halachik Rabim, the Halacha is not gonna be like Rav Yehuda. It's going to be like the Tanakhama. It says the Gemara that Tani Tanak Hamid Rav Nachman that ain't halacha Rav Yehuda. A Tana taught in front of Rav Nachman that the halacha does not follow Rav Yehuda, rather the halacha is like the Tanakhama. So Amar Lei. So Rav Nachman said to this Tana, Ela Kiman Kerabanan, you're telling me that the halacha is not like Rav Yehuda, Elamai, who's alike, it's like the Chachamim, Pshita, of course, why do you have to say that? Yachid V'Rabim, halacha K'Rabim, of course, the halacha always follows the Rabim. Now the Rishonim deal with the fact that there were other Amarayim that wanted to say that halacha is like Rav Yehuda. So then there is a Chiddush in pointing out that the halacha is not like Rav Yehuda, the Rishonim deal with that. But Al Kavanah, so he says, of course the halacha is not going to be like Rav Yehuda, the halacha is going to be like the Chachamim, because Yachid V'Rabim, halacha K'Rabim. So Amar Lei, so the Tana said to Rav Nachman, so ask me, so you're telling me, so should I delete my braisa? I have a braisa that says the halacha is not like Rav Yehuda. So should I delete? You're telling me it's obvious. So should I just erase it? Should I rip it up? So Amar Lei Lei. So Rav Nachman said, no, don't go that far. But I'll tell you what happened. Ad halacha asnayach. You really had a braisa which really read that the halacha is like Rav Yehuda. And what happened was is that umuksha huda akshilach. You had a shver. You had a cash on the braisa. It doesn't make any sense. Yachid v'rabim, halachik v'rabim. Why would the Braisa say that the halacha follows Rav Yehuda? And therefore, v'afchis. Therefore, what you did was is you switched the wording. And instead of saying the halacha is like Rav Yehuda, you added in the word that ain't halachik Rav Yehuda. And you put in the word ain't. You said that the halacha is not like Rav Yehuda. And then you forgot that you switched it, and that's why now you're thinking, oh wow, I have a Braisa which seems obvious. But no. The pshat is because you made the Braisa make sense. So therefore, l'may da'afchis, shapar afchis, you switched it around in a good way. And the main lit's kedai to keep it.